Alrighty, that was of course the most brilliant, wonderful Toyota with Middleton. And you know, just to slide on into that one, we do have Toyota in studio. Hey team.
Hello.
Hi, Tom and Will. Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
I never have people in here with me. So
a pleasure.
No, honestly, the pleasure is mine.
And there's a dog.
There is a wee dog today.
There's a dog here for everyone.
Like I say, never have people, but we do have a dog. So you're here for a couple of reasons, really. First of all, just because it's happening this week, it's hot on everyone's mind. Zorza.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Zorza.
The Thursday festival night. To be at.
The festival of the year.
Three venues, one night.
The only festival of the year.
One road.
One road.
Everyone's going to be drunk crossing Sinatra
Street.
Well,
that's the thing. We're going to have some cordons or something.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do lollipops, like primary schools, you know.
That'd be pretty good.
Worst experience, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or we could all wear road cones like in Toy Story.
Dude, I'm so into it. I mean, if we can do a delayed sort of Halloween thing, I'm just, very into that. But you're also here because we're going to have a wee chat about the Magnet Awards as well. But first things first, if anyone out there in Radioland is listening, we have a ticket to give away. Wow. So if you want to let us know who you're looking forward to seeing, you know, it might be a sweet deal if you do say Toyota and or Nervous Jerk. But, you know, I'm just going to...
Well, me and Warnie tickets too.
Did you guys not get the memo? Sorry.
Mate. Sorry. Well, we can probably split that one.
Sneak in.
I'll sneak in. I'll get in and sneak you
take
in.
Take a letter and
all sort of sub in and out.
Okay, well, what can we expect to see from Toyota?
We're doorless now, which means no computer. So it's all doorless. Hardware.
Okay.
All synthesizers and drum machines and things that make sounds.
So are you looking at me and I'm like,
guitar pedals.
Are you taking the first or are you being serious right now?
100% serious.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so we've had a bit of a shift from where we were maybe last time I saw you guys.
Yeah, I think we started start of this year when no laptop and anything could go wrong, really.
Well,
yeah.
I love that. We love a good horror show.
Yeah, most of it is about keeping it on the tracks, really. Like, could be a train wreck.
Well, we've even gone with the computer, it was very like, what you put in was what happened. Whereas without the computer, things either go really badly or really, really well. So
you're experimenting a wee bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah.
And was it just the rigidity of using a computer that inspired that, or was it just like, oh, let's just try something else? Because
I've never used computers, so Have you used
a computer?
Well, he's on Facebook more than I am.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, I use computers, just not for making music, you know?
I just found I was sitting in front of a computer for too long making these sets, and then when you play them, I mean, it's always slightly different, but it's just not as fun. And I mean, it's safer, and you get a better
more consistent.
Yeah, yeah, but it's definitely more exciting when there's room for error.
Yeah. Bob Ross vibes, you know.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Well, you know, very therapeutic. Mm. Something I sort of noticed from listening to the latest one, Acid House Music, is you guys have sort of shifted things up a wee bit. So I've been lucky enough to see you live a few times, and it's always been kind of ethereal and vibesy.
Yeah.
But this last one is a wee bit more kind of 90s
banging.
I think we're in the middle of an identity crisis, really.
Oh, perfect. Welcome to the club.
We've got a couple of new songs coming out early next year, and...
Yeah.
They're a complete departure from this release too. So if you want continuity, it's not us.
Pretty much just making stuff and then we put it out. Although I think definitely the acid house music and all that sort of stuff sort of ties in with the whole 90s revival.
Yeah.
That everyone seems to be on board with. You know, pants are baggy again. People are, you know, listening to breakbeats and stuff.
Oh, as you're wearing your Carhartt shirt and you've got some Ralph Lauren on. I love that. So you guys have fully embraced it.
Big time.
Perfect.
I don't have a bucket hat yet, but...
Oh, well, we can fix that. I've got a couple you can borrow. It's all good. So you're just teasing us there with saying you've got some new stuff coming out. Can we expect to see some of it this week? Or is it just a bit too unpredictable and early to say so?
That's sort of all of our doorless sets so far have been more just ad-libs when we practice. And we haven't really translated anything from the studio to the live set yet. But I think that's going to be the next sort of move for us is to try and repurpose some of our older songs and some of our new studio tracks that we're about to put out.
That's really cool.
We're not really playing Toyota songs, but there are parts from every song in the set because it's all the same gear that we make the songs with. Yeah,
kind of. It's also like we take the samples that we like the best from our studio tracks and then chop them up into the live set.
That's really cool. So I was kind of wondering, just because of my background, like going into electronic music with all the machines, even if you've got some, you know, guitar pedals in the mix, like to me, having a jam or whatever is completely... It's like a high level scientific equation for me. So, you know, so you're saying you've got to be really super
smart. To know
well,
how to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
It's just a big.
So you're talking about how
it's easier and it's harder than playing with a band. I think like you've got to have that that sort of initial like consciousness of knowing exactly what everything does, and then that intention of like if I do this, then it's going to sound like that.
Yeah.
So, are you guys
finding that that's completely different and it's a bit harder now because you've changed your format or your setup?
It's harder, but it's funner. I guess it's one of those things, like, the more you do it, the naturally, like, tighter those sets are going to become. So, at the moment, they're a bit of a shit show, but I think like eventually maybe like a couple of years' time we'll be, like, a little bit more precise.
I think, too, we've gotten better at, like, when we first started doing live sets, we had like 10 things, and by the end of the set, all 10 things was making a sound, and it was just a wall of noise. Whereas now we're getting better at thinking about which frequencies should be happening and what shouldn't, and
more melodically
mixing things.
And,
we own a mixer now, so now we mix things in and
stop
out.
Stop it, yeah. That's awesome. I just thought of something that's completely escaped me. How good is that?
Mm.
We love live radio.
Yeah.
But basically the whole mentality of Toyota has been to, like, play shows and spend the money we make on more synthesizers.
Yeah, I think that was a problem for us initially, because we'd play one set and then sell one of the pieces of gear that we had to buy another piece of gear, and then we'd have to learn how to use that.
Yeah. Mm.
And so that's, like, just makes that steep learning curve even steeper. Mm. But and once you settle into a few of your favorites and then you just rotate out a few things every now and then, it's...
Yeah, like, I think Acid House Music came about because we bought a Volca bass.
Which I love like those. Bass, like, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm familiar with Volca bass and Volca beats.
Resurgence of like acid bass came around.
Resonant filter on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we should do an acid track. And I was watching lots of like YouTube videos of like British news reporters interviewing like normal people when Acid House was happening. They're like, what do you think about Acid House music? And it's all these like boomers just like terrified.
Completely missing the point.
Yeah.
I love that. But
They're pretty sure it's a drug scene and all sorts of stuff. You know, it's great.
And, you know, how would you know that?
Exactly.
So, well, you do solo electronic music as well, Social Sport. And Tom, you are half of the same camp as me with loud guitar music. So you're each doing different stuff, but like working together as a duo, how does that work dynamically? So obviously you're having to play with things a wee bit differently. How does the communication and the, do you guys ever have like big bust ups about what we do and don't like? Or like how does that work in
I think more or less, two different kinds of backgrounds? We make heaps of stuff.
Perfect.
And then it's all very small amounts of demos and ideas.
Yeah.
And then we agree on things, but we never actually disagree on things. We just never talk about them again. And they sort of just fall off the wayside.
I love that.
It's also like two different styles of writing, because I think you still lend yourself to a lot of the more, I don't know if it's a more linear way of writing, but it's like very like chord and melody
like
driven
polyphonic stuff
and then because I've been doing electronic music for a bit longer, I sort of think like a bit more maybe on the grid. I don't know,
that's something I was sort of curious about.
Very early on it was all Will had done production for so much longer that I literally only played anything if it was through an amp or something you could plug in that wasn't a computer. So we teamed up because Will could record things and mix things and master things, and
you want to just bash
the delay pedals and loud sounds.
That's the fun part.
So we kind of want to talk about Zorza as well. Awesome, heaps of really awesome local electronic acts. Not just yourself. We've got like Internet Death. We've got
Liam
Swigs. Yeah, looking forward to that. How do you guys sort of place yourselves within, you know, electronic music in Christchurch? That's maybe a bit of a vague question,
Like, it's a pretty good scene.
Like, we're very fortunate, I think, in Christchurch. It's like such a broad range of sounds, but I don't know. It feels like a lot of people have similar ideals, and maybe that's just a Christchurch thing in general, because you have those like really close scenes, like the punk scene as well.
When Toyota first started playing electronic gigs and working with promoters and other DJs and stuff, I, coming from the punk scene, thought that everyone was like tight V-neck shirts and, you know, sort of not my crowd. But they're all just as nice as the people you meet in the punk scene. You know, they'll all give you the shirt off their back and all that sort of stuff.
You had an Ibiza, the ones we've met. Like, impression.
I did. I had a very Ibiza impression, you know, like EDM sort of idea.
I mean, Thursday could go that way.
Wow.
I mean, that's what happens when you make your setup on the spot.
12 bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are playing at 12 bar?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, 12 bar, 12:30 p.m. We're doing the sunrise set, so we're on for like...
For seven and a half, eight hours.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to
that. Big Ibiza vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other great thing about a doorless set is we could play infinitely. I mean, there's going to be a drop-off where it gets really, really bad, but we could still play for a week.
You just leave it running and have a nap and come back to it.
I love that. I've just looked at the time and realised it's 10 to 6, which is awesome, but also shit, because I could sit here and talk for ages. Magnets. Let's do that really quickly. So we're going to,
Oh, the awards.
Yeah, we're talking about actual magnets. How do they work? Like, we could do that too. So you guys are nominated for a magnet award. Awesome. Yes. Congrats. Ooh,
please vote for us.
Yeah.
If you like.
Well, if you like.
Yeah, if you like magnets.
If you know how magnets
work. If you like the song, vote for
us. Can vote for these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as I sort of touched on before, acid house music, very different. And that's just because you guys are exploring.
Yeah, we
everything.
Just love making electronic music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever pigeonhole us, because we will turn 180 degrees. We will pigeonhole ourselves before you ever do it, and then we will unpigeonhole ourselves.
Carry a pigeon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
sending
right.
a message.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so the magnets, you can vote if you hop on over to the RDU website. You know, there's 12 finalists in both the Roundup and the Technology Awards. Did you guys win Technology in real life?
We did. Technology is the whole reason we play live.
In fact, if you...
And then you also took out Roundup.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we win this year, then that would be three wins for Tom. That's a hat trick. And I think you get yourself on some sort of board.
Some sort of statue in town.
Well, yeah.
Statues aren't really cool anymore, are they?
No.
Well,
you'll get canceled.
Like a Golden Globe.
But yeah, originally Toyota was just a bedroom production thing, and then
you were like, let's just enter and see where it goes.
Well, we wanted to see Bicep at Rhythm and Alps, and we couldn't afford to go, so we were like, let's put together a live set for Technology.
It's a long shot.
We got to see Bicep at Rhythm and Alps. Yeah. Shout out Bicep if you guys are listening, by the way. Great new stuff. Yeah.
Better be listening. Some yelling out there. Last time I saw you two was at the Bicep live stream, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was.
That was an awesome night, actually.
That was my favourite lockdown kind of seated event. Yeah.
During lockdown, how did that work in terms of creating new content?
We had to do a live mix for Nowhere, the promotion.
Oh, 28 Days of Nowhere.
28 Days, yeah. And that was quite tricky, because usually we'd just sit down together for a night and write a set like that. And so we had a lot of back and forth thing, a lot of Google Drive folders. Mm-hmm. I think the output for me anyway, it was definitely clear that we weren't writing it in the same place. Mm-hmm. But
we're not physically
anywhere, right? It was still a good experience.
It was like the band version of a Zoom meeting. Like, it was doable,
I didn't have any, so I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't comment.
Well, it was like Skyping your nan. You know, like you'd send a message in an audio recording or whatever, and then just like get left on scene or like not hear back for ages, and you're like, oh my god! And then you record
and
something, and then
ways?
You do it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, it was before Tom knew how to use Ableton as well. So he was literally just sending me like long tracks straight out of his OP1, and I'd have to like figure out. He'd send me notes on where this part should go here and this part should go here.
Chop it there and drag in. Okay, that's very interesting. Mm. Cool. We're looking at the time, 5:53. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to play acid house music, because it'd be stupid not to. And I'm so sorry we couldn't talk for longer, to be fair.
I mean, we can keep talking.
I would love that, but we have the wonderful Maxwell Monica coming in for 6 p.m. So it's, you know, drum and bass show. But like quite rhythm. Tasteful. Quite tasteful, I must say. Oops.
He's great producer.
Yeah.
And just so, you know, if anybody is listening and wants a ticket, you can have a ticket. You just have to text me in. It's 021-738-985. Don't make me look like a dick in front of these two. Win that ticket. Come on. And if you haven't got your ticket and you can't afford to, and I don't have to give you a free one, $30 pre-sales.
Whoa, $30.
$30.
For three venues.
Three venues. Whoa. 15 bands.
15 bands.
Dollar, $2 an artist.
Yeah, that's about. That could
ridiculously
be right.
Is that cheaper
cheap.
Than a Siggy now?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah? 100% cheaper than a Siggy. Yeah. Bargain. But, you know, if you want to buy ciggies and not a ticket, let me know. Okay, Twitter, thank you so much, guys. It's been
such
a pleasure. And, let's do it again soon. Acid House Music. And I'm going to say bye, and I'll be back next week on the Monday Drive, powered by the good folk at Datacom.